It's called Project Tundra. It will retrofit the Milton R. Young power plant to capture carbon dioxide. The CO2 captured would be used for enhanced oil recovery.
Right now, basically the next step is what's called a FEED study. Front-end engineering design needs to be completed. That is the next step. That is kind of the final step before you go out and get financing and actually construct the facility. So we have no reason to believe there are any showstoppers at this point in time.
Tom Erickson is director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND. EERC has partnered with Minn Kota Power on the project. Erickson says the target for CO2 use is conventional oil wells, with an eventual goal of using it on Bakken wells.
We haven't quite cracked that nut yet, understanding, figuring out how we can use the CO2. We know in the laboratory it does a tremendous job. Applying it into the field is something that we're still working on.
It's a $1.3 billion project. Erickson says it would be one of two power plants in the U.S. that would have the carbon capture technology. The other is in Texas. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.